Biotech Catalyst Daily, Saturday, April 18, 2026. UCB to acquire Neurona for up to $1.2 billion in seizure therapy. UCB is set to acquire Neurona for up to $1.2 billion, aiming to enhance its portfolio in seizure therapies. This move comes as competition intensifies in the epilepsy treatment market. Today's top stories. Number 1. UCB betting on seizure cell therapy to buy Neurona for up to $1.2 billion. UCB's acquisition of Neurona will bolster its offerings in treating epilepsy, specifically targeting hard-to-treat forms. The deal includes an upfront payment along with milestone payments based on Neurona's future performance. Number 2. Trump issues executive order on psychedelic drugs. Former President Trump signed an executive order aimed at easing restrictions on psychedelic research and therapies, potentially opening new avenues for companies in this emerging sector. This could lead to increased funding and regulatory support for clinical trials. Number 3. RevMed's stunning success, FDA to reclassify peptides and more. Revolution Medicines reported groundbreaking results from its pan-RAS drug, significantly improving survival in pancreatic cancer patients. The FDA is also considering reclassifying peptides, which could impact various biotech companies involved in peptide therapies. Number 4. Targeted gene delivery calms lung inflammation in respiratory infection mouse models. A new lung-targeted gene delivery method has shown promise in reducing inflammation and tissue damage in infected mice, potentially leading to more precise treatments for severe respiratory infections. This innovation could pave the way for new therapies that avoid systemic immune effects. Number 5. Novo obesity drug outperforms Lilly's in preserving lean body mass study. Novo Nordisk's new obesity treatment demonstrated superior efficacy in preserving lean body mass compared to Eli Lilly's competing product, which could shift market dynamics in the obesity drug sector. This finding may influence prescribing patterns and patient outcomes. Quick hits. Alamar's stock surged 40% following an upsized IPO, raising significant capital for growth. Kailera Therapeutics raised $625 million in its IPO, focusing on obesity treatments. FDA is reviewing new data on testosterone therapy, potentially expanding its indications for libido enhancement. Monitor Care DX's Q1 earnings report next week for insights on revenue growth and market positioning. That's the Biotech Catalyst Daily for Saturday, April 18, 2026. Subscribe to the written briefing at burnsmedia.com.